أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. Today is the day of Friday, and the discussion today is on the virtues of reciting Durood Sharif, especially on a Friday. Every Muslim, to the best of his ability, should recite as much Durood Sharif as possible, especially on the day of Jumu'ah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as we mentioned just now, indeed the person that will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the one who read the most amount of Durood. The one that will be closest to me will be the one that read the most amount of durood. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith says, recite durood sharif in abundance upon me during the eve and the day of Jumu'ah. For whosoever does so, I will be his witness and will intercede for him on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, send durood upon me abundantly on a Friday, for it is a day in which the angels are present. No one sends durood upon me except that his durood is presented to me as soon as he has sent them. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu then asked, O Rasulullah, will this happen after you have passed away too? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed Allah ta'ala has forbidden the earth from eating the bodies of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. They are alive in their graves. In one hadith it is mentioned, the best day is Friday. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was created on this day, and on this day he passed away. It is on this day that both the first blowing and the second blowing of the sur of the trumpet will take place. Send durood upon me abundantly on this day, for your durood is presented to me. Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, how will our durood be presented to you when your body would have been eaten up? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala has forbidden the earth from eating up the bodies of the Anbiya while walking, while reclining, while driving to work, while working. Let us all try and send durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There are so many durood, so many virtues. We just mentioned some that we can practice upon. On the day of Friday, each one of us should aim to read 1,000 duroods. It is mentioned in one hadith that a person that has a habit of reading 1,000 duroods every Friday will see his abode in Jannat before he passes away. Simple and short durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we take out about 12 minutes with concentration, then we will be able to complete this 1,000 duroods, inshaAllah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. So that is one goal that we should have on a Friday. Then it is mentioned by Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads 100 duroods on a Friday, Allah ta'ala will grant him such nur on the day of Qiyamah that will be sufficient for the entire creation. Just 100 duroods, and he will get nur on the day of Qiyamah that will be sufficient for the entire creation. In another hadith it is mentioned that on a Thursday night or on a Friday, whoever reads durood upon me for 100 times, for him Allah Ta'ala shall fulfill 100 of his needs. Allah Ta'ala appoints an angel who brings those duroods to me by my grave. In the same manner as you people have gifts presented to you. Imagine you sending a gift, a special gift, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and especially on a Friday. We cannot be there in Medina Sharif, we are here, but Allah Ta'ala has made a way for us to send this gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Depending on the amount of love a person has for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the extent that he will go in sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And lastly, we will conclude the 80 duroods after Asr on a Friday. An entire kitab has been written on the tahqeeq and the research of this hadith, that a person that reads 80 times after the Asr Salah before getting up from his place, Allah Ta'ala will give him 80 years of his sins will be forgiven. Allah will give him 80 years of ibadat reward. Allah will forgive 8 years of his sins and Allah will grant him 8 years ibadat reward. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummiyyi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allah ta'ala give us